Hello again, everybody. Scott Casper for TDR TV, The Open Mat, InterMatWrestle.com as well. Let's head to Bloomington Normal, where we find Joe Dubuque hard at work. Summer camp's in session. He joins us now from Indiana. Joe, how are you?
Good, Scott. How you doing?
I'm good, buddy. I'm excited. July 17th is literally around the corner. The second annual Adam Fry Classic getting set to get underway. You, sir, versus Matt Valenti. This is a match I would drive from Des Moines, Iowa to New Jersey to see. First of all, let's get past the basics. You guys have agreed to either a catch weight or to be at least under what, 150?
Yeah, I think that's the both of us I think have that understanding. You know, he competed at 132 on the freestyle circuit, and I'm walking around 43, 45, right around there. So I think, whatever weight we show up, we'll be fine.
All right. And I think since this is for charity, but there's still going to be a little competitiveness here. It's not like you're coming out to lose a match. So have you been training with that in mind? Have you been working summer camps with that in mind?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm always getting on the mat, and I'm always wrestling. I was just recently down at the New Jersey team Fargo camp, and got in there, wrestled, and so I like to stay in shape and ready to rock and roll whenever I need to. So I'll be fine shape wise, and just like you said, I definitely it's a fundraiser, but we're both competitors. We both want to compete. You know, it's going to be all fun and games until we step on that mat, and then it's going to be, the fireworks are going to go off. So I think it's going to be fun. He's going to have fun. I'm going to have fun, and I think we're going to get the crowd into it. And just like you said, you would drive from Des Moines, Iowa, and these guys are hopefully we have a good base of New Jersey fans and, Adam Fry fans there, so it'll be fun.
I think so. We're expecting some 1,500-plus fans in attendance at Rider University and that hallowed hall there that seems to have been built more for wrestling than basketball, I'll tell you that, because, boy, do wrestling fans fill that joint up. I love it. Great atmosphere, yeah. Great wrestling. We're talking with Joe Dubuque, assistant head coach at Indiana under Dwayne Goldman. Joe's going to be facing Matt Valenti, the assistant head coach under Rob Eider at UPenn. It's kind of a unique matchup. I'm looking forward to this one. I don't want to say conflicting styles, but in many ways there are some very different stylistic points, I think. I think we're going to give it the stylistic points because you guys have a different approach to wrestling. You're more that bull in the woods. You get down, put your head down, and get in there and charge after him. And Matt may hang around the edges looking for that opportunity. So what have you been doing for your training? Have you been working with anybody with that kind of style?
We've wrestled before. We wrestled in high school. We wrestled in college. Right now it's split at 1-1 and, just looking to get that rubber match in, I've watched Matt wrestle and he's definitely a different style than mine. I'm looking to attack on our feet and he's really funky and wants to get in some scramble situations to get his scoring stuff and then look to score on top and things like that. So I'm going to want to, keep that match on our feet where I can, where I think I'm better in that position. And he's probably wanting to take it to the mat. So, like I said, it's going to be a fun match. We're going to go out there. Hopefully there's going to be some, acrobatics going on. And a lot of cheering, a lot of fans going crazy.
He's been openly stating that he will beat you anywhere in any state, especially in New Jersey, in a mat or on a mat, in a cage, in a ring. It doesn't matter. It's go time with Joe Dubuque. How do you answer that charge?
Well, hey, I got the last win in New Jersey, so.
Maybe that's what's driving him, huh?
I'm feeling comfortable in New Jersey. So,
that may be him calling right now to add a few comments to. It's kind of like a call out from Rampage Jackson to Sugar Rashad Evans. You know what I'm saying? This could be getting good. I like it.
Yeah,
I like it. All of a sudden, I'm feeling a little bit of that Hulk Hogan thing going on. Yeah.
well,
it's gonna be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, but you know what? I'm a competitor. I hate to lose, and I'm not going to lose. So, you know, me and Matt are friends, but hey, that stays off the mat.
Yes, sir.
I get on the mat, I don't have any friends.
So. I like it. Joe Dubuque, our guest. Joe, why the Adam Fry Classic? Why Adam Fry? What is it that attracts you to this event? What was it about Adam, that Pittsburgh boy who had such a huge heart? And it was evident every time he stepped on the mat, whether it was at Blair with Buxton or with Cole up at Cornell. What is it about Adam Fry that that you remember, and why do you want to compete in this event?
Well, I didn't know Adam personally. I knew of him. You know, I coached against him. But I really started to get to know him going on his website and reading his postings and just, you know, really figured out what type of person he is. And I mean, he was a real warrior in every sense of the word. I mean, he battled cancer, and I mean, I just have so much respect for him, the way he lived his life after knowing what he knew. And I mean, my wife, she ran the New York City Marathon, and for cancer research and things like that. And so I wanted to do something, and I wanted to compete in this event. And you know, it means a lot. It really does. It's a great cause. I mean, we're bringing awareness. We're helping out families who are dealing with this problem, with this disease, and you know, anything I can do to help, I wanted to do. So when the opportunity came, and you know, at first I didn't know if I can do it just with my time schedule, but I had some free time, and I was like, you know what, I definitely want to participate in this event. So it's going to be good.
And it is the Adam Fry Foundation looking to benefit cancer research. All monies, all proceeds to go to the Adam Fry Foundation. We're talking again with Joe Dubuque, just one of the two marquee matchups. Gosh knows there's going to be more than that, but that two that come to mind immediately, of course, yours and Matt Valeni's, and then Max Askren, NCAA champion, recent vintage. We'll be taking on Hudson Taylor, one of the most intelligent men I know. It's actually a coincidence. Max and Hudson are two of the smartest people I know, and they have voted with their dollars and their time and their competitiveness to come in and wrestle as well. And isn't it amazing? Some of the smartest people in my life are also some of the most giving. Joe Dubuque, one of them. So I got to believe that Dwayne Goldman is very supportive of your efforts as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Talk to us a little bit about Indiana. I know the summer is time for camps and whatnot, but you really don't get let off the hook for recruiting, last-minute signees, transfers, that type of thing. How's it been going for Indiana and the Hoosiers?
It's been going great. Yeah, just like you said, July 1st, you know, starts up the recruiting process all over again. You know, we're throwing in summer camps and Fargo, and it's always a busy summer. But we did a great job this year with our recruiting class. I think we're ranked seventh on the Intermat recruiting rankings, which is awesome. We actually added a late summer transfer from UC Davis, Ricky Alcala, who was an NCAA qualifier. So that comes in, and that solidifies our lineup a lot, because that was a big hole for us, was heavyweight, with losing Nate Eberhardt. You know, which is a lot of points and huge shoes to fill. But Ricky is definitely excited about joining our program and you know, trying to get back to nationals and get on that podium and try to help us as a team, you know, get in that top 10 and be racing for a trophy. So
interesting addition, really, isn't it? Akala, I like that.
Yeah. I think, you know, with him at UC Davis, I don't think he really had a big heavyweight guy to work out with, you know, so now he's going to be in the same room with Pat DeGain, you know, who was an All-American back in 05, and I think that, you know, they're going to push each other, and you know, Coach DeGain is going to make him a great wrestler.
Yeah, Pat DeGain is something else, I'll tell you that right now. All right. So from your chair, where you sit, not just in Bloomington Normal, but within the Big Ten and the greater view from the NCAA, there's been some changes within the coaching structure of the Big Ten. Most notably, of course, Drew Periano taking over the head coaching position at Northwestern June 1. And of course, Joe Heskett assuming the role of head coach at the United States Military Academy. Joe Bordwine heading out to Campbell. We've got some recent vintage changes, but how do you see it from your chair? I mean, coaching seems to be getting to be a young man's game. I mean, maybe it always has been, but our coaches have aged gracefully within the sport. How do you see it for, like I said, from your chair, this recent vintage, these changes of recent vintage?
Well, I mean, I think it's great. You know, I think, guys aren't being comfortable where they're at. They want to challenge themselves, and they want to move up in the coaching ladder and get in those head coaching positions, which is great. And it only helps our sport. I think it's awesome. I think it's awesome for the sport. I think it's awesome for the conferences and those teams that are getting these new young coaches that are enthusiastic and ready to, you know, work their butt off and try to make a change and try and get those teams on the top. And that's what I'm doing. You know, I'm always working to challenge myself, and my end all goal is to be a head coach. So I still got time. I still got time to learn the ropes and to push myself. So we'll see where that takes me down the line in the future.
Young man with incredible speed, great big heart, tremendous athleticism. Joe Dubuque joins us right now, assistant head coach at Indiana. You heard it here first. His primary goal is to do his job, but to be a head coach and to have that positive effect on his program when that happens, certainly we'll be there to assist in any way, shape, or form. We loved watching you compete. We absolutely adored it. Is it hard to be a coach and know that you can't go out there and wrestle the match?
Yeah, it is. I mean, you always got that competitiveness in you. Just with trying to wrestle, you know, with getting on the mat and wrestling, but you know, that transfers over to coaching. And I think that's where I can, get that competitiveness out of me is in the coaching realm and pushing athletes and, you know, getting in those dual meet, environments and also tournament atmospheres and things like that. That's what really drives me, and that's where the competitive juices start flowing. And you know, I know, but right now that's not where, you know, competing as a wrestler is not where my heart is. To be able to do events like this, where, you know, the Adam Fry Classic asked me to wrestle, I was like, absolutely. Wow. Absolutely, I will. I mean, to give me a chance to get on the mat and compete again, you know, it's going to be fun. But, you know, to get on the, you know, freestyle circuit and to be away from my family is, you know, even more than I am now, it's just not where my heart is. You know, my heart is to coach and to be the best coach I can and to help IU as a program and a university to get up to the highest level I can help them to get up to. So, you know, it's hard, believe me. Every wrestler that's ever competed is going to tell you, yeah, they wish they'd be on that mat and wrestling right there. But, you know, they transfer it over to coaching, and that's where they get that competitiveness out of them.
All right, real quick, I'm up against the clock. Here's the deal. Adam Fry Classic, July 17th on the campus of Rider University in Lawrenceville, New Jersey. We're looking forward to seeing you there. We've got clinics with some incredible people starting at 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock wrestling starts. The marquee matchups, of course, include Joe Dubuque versus Matt Valenti. Trash talking has already started between these two, and I don't see it ending until the end of the day. They're sitting on a 1-1. The rubber match will take place at Rider. We'll be there. Will you? I hope you will be, because every dollar counts and goes to the Adam Fry Foundation and their effort to help benefit cancer research. For all of us at TDR-TV, intermatwrestle.com, the open mat as well, we appreciate you listening to this one-on-one with our buddy Joe Dubuque from IU, Indiana. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you very much, Scott. Always.